Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially this day, this anniversary day, the 17th anniversary of the Small Business Advocate Show. Thank you for hanging in there with me all these years. Thank you for being part of our world, and very excited about having someone who's been a very important part of this on the show with us right now. This segment, our good friend Jay Meeks, Executive Vice President of Sales and Marketing at Insperity. Full disclosure, Insperity is our presenting sponsor, but the reason why I've asked Jay to join us is because I'm also counting this as the 10th anniversary of their support of all the things that we do and helping us make all the things that we do available to you for free. Jay Meeks, welcome back to the show, and thank you for 10 great years.
Well, thanks, Jim. You know, I just realized it was 10 years when I read your newsletter yesterday. You know, time flies and you're having fun, you know?
It sure does, doesn't it?
Well, congratulations on 17 years. I suspect you got 17 more to go at least, right?
I hope so. I still look forward to getting up every day and doing this, coming to the studio and doing this. I tell my audience, when you hear me talk about being passionate about what you do and how that can get you to the finish line, I practice what I preach, and you do too, Jay. You and I have worked together closely now for all these years, and you're an executive that I admire very much. Folks, I don't mind telling you this on a personal note. Jay Meeks is one of the highest quality executives, and I've known a lot over the years that I've ever met, Jay, and I want to say that to all my people.
Well, you've got me blushing, Jim. That's all I can say.
Well, it's the truth, though. You're the real deal. What I like about you, Jay, and folks, I don't mind telling you this, and he deserves this. You've heard me say before, Socrates said the greatest way to live your life is to be in reality what you appear to be, and that's Jay Meeks, Jay, and I give you that. So
I
want to talk about something that I believe has been missed, and something, if you remember, I kind of predicted a few years ago in all the negative stuff with the economy and everything. Something that a lot of people may be missing is that overall, even though maybe some companies might not have as much sales as they want, overall the financial strength of those companies, their balance sheets over the last 5 years, I believe, have gotten better. What do you think? What are you seeing out there?
Well, I would agree with that. I mean, if you think about the fact that like in our own personal lives, when things start going right, you start thinking about, but I better hunker down and better watch my pennies here. And I think small business has done that in particular because they really don't have many avenues to go and acquire cash quickly if they had to.
Mm-hmm.
So. And we're seeing that in our surveys. We've been surveying, you know, our small business groups for a lot of years now. And one of the key things that's coming out now in the survey is that we're seeing overtime running above 10% of pay. And when that happens, we start seeing hiring because that's the point where the business owner says, look, I'm losing money by paying all this overtime.
Right.
So that's the first time we've seen that since 2008.
That's really good news.
So, we've been looking at that one for a while, but that's a powerful message for our small businesses.
Well, and it also tells you that number, that 10% overtime number, and the fact that their balance sheets are going to be stronger because they've been deleveraging. You know, one of the things we know is small business owners have not borrowed money. They haven't been borrowing any money. Banks are not – it's not that banks aren't loaning money. It's that small businesses aren't borrowing it. And when you deleverage over time, you're going to pay those notes off. And eventually your balance sheet's going to get stronger. Your cash position is going to get stronger. Your current account's going to get stronger. And that's going to make you feel like if the economy has grown even incrementally – enough where you need to hire people, you feel like you can take that step because you've got the financial strength to it.
The thing that makes a difference in small business, of course, is always their people, and then as you look at the opportunity for hiring people, you know, I think that's better than what it's been also. I think folks are maybe coming back to the workplace as opposed to just laying off on unemployment or just
right.
doing nothing, you know, so I think that helps.
Well, I think you're right, and there are a lot of people out there who are still looking for a better job, and I'll tell you something else, Jay. I think small business owners, it's time for them to start looking for defectors from major corporations. When small businesses start hiring and they start filling good jobs, you know, high quality jobs, I think there'll be some defectors from the major corporations. That these are high qualified people. I think they should start looking for those folks. Hold on to that thought. Jay Minks, ladies and gentlemen, Executive Vice President with Insperity. He and I will be right back after these messages. When we come back, I'm going to ask Jay to talk to us about some of the issues he runs into, good, bad, and ugly, in running a national sales organization.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.